Is it possible to have a full-time job and teach martial arts? Let's see what our guest has to say today.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, parents of ATA Nation, welcome back to the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode number 42. 42! Holy moly. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host on this wonderful podcast. It is great to have you listening. We have had so many new listeners since we've added this to the Facebook feed. So, new listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't checked out our past episodes, we've got a whole backlog. You should definitely listen to those. There's some real gems in there, if I do say so myself. Now, this month, we're going to do kind of a focus in on the ATA Legacy Program and really just stories from individuals across ATA Nation who have become instructors through the ATA Legacy Program. If you haven't heard of it, the Legacy Program is the official instructor certification system through ATA International. It is a top-notch program to really help our students become amazing leaders, amazing instructors, amazing martial artists. It's just got so much to it. But what I want to do is not tell you today about the Legacy Program. I want to let you hear this interview about a gentleman who decided that the Legacy Program was a good fit for him. Even with his full-time job and a family, he went through the Legacy Program, became an instructor, is teaching some at his local school. It's a great story. Really pleased to have Mr. Nick Ryburn on the show today. Let's get right to the interview.
Special guest interview.
Welcome, ATA Nation. We have a great interview. This month, we're going to focus all on kind of instruction and learning instruction and the Legacy Program. So I reached out to some different people, got some suggestions, and today we have with us Mr. Nick Ryburn. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, sir.
Very good. He's a secondary black belt certified instructor from Arkansas. And we wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about your journey, becoming an instructor, whatever. But I know I got a little information from you. You started martial arts originally as a teenager. Was that an ATA school or did you start a different style originally?
Actually, sir, it was an ATA school. I started about when I was 17 in a small school in Monticello, Arkansas.
Nice. And how long did you train as a teenager then?
I trained for about 7 months, and then I had to stop training to focus on my academics to get into a college.
Gotcha. Yeah. What prompted you originally to get started in martial arts as a teenager?
Well, I have always loved martial arts movies. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris. I've always geared towards their strength, their agility, and their speed. And I, you know, that was Power Rangers was a big thing when I was in, you know, the early 2000s. So yes, I got really into that, and then I just started gravitating where I stopped into that local ATA school, and I tried to class out, and I was like, man, this is something for me to actually do, you know, with my hands and my feet while I'm learning a little bit more discipline. So I was hooked.
That's cool. Cause it doesn't, can I ask what year that might've been?
I want to say it was around the year 2001 to 2002.
Cool. Well, that it's interesting to hear. I know, you know, we don't see quite as many people in that age range joining martial arts from, you know, as a teenager. We love to see that. It's something that all of us school owners try to work on in increasing. But it's really neat when I get to hear a story about somebody who started as a teenager. But then you stopped. You working on academics, making sure that you're getting into a good college. You go out to college. You get a degree in education. Is that what you do?
Yes, sir. I work in as a school administrator.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. Oh, that's super cool then. It's always great to have an administrator that is like a black belt, so you can just threaten children
in this. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What brought you back into the ATA?
When my daughter was when she turned about six, I decided, me and my wife had a discussion, and we reached out to our local ATA licensed school in Northwest Arkansas, because since I had a little bit of a background in ATA, I kind of knew the benefits of it. Mm-hmm. So we talked to the program manager. We had our daughter try a couple classes, and then we were hooked. So I really wanted to give her the benefits of ATA. I wanted her to build her confidence, her respect, her discipline while learning self-defense. So that was a good 17-year gap from the last time I stepped into a martial arts studio till that point. But what was so interesting about the whole scenario was, after my daughter was going through that, we probably went about 4 or 5 months in, and my wife, whenever we would watch her in the classes, my wife would be like, you know, hey, I think we should do this together. So I said, okay, I've done this before. Let's jump head first into this. So my wife and I ended up enrolling in the school as well. And we just made it into a family activity.
That's awesome. That's very cool. And it's so neat to hear that even just that short stint in ATA as a teenager, you remembered the benefits and you were like, hey, I know this is going to be something good for my daughter. And you reached back out to an ATA school afterwards. That's super cool.
Yes, sir.
So now you're training, you're interested, you know, it's something you've liked before. What got you interested in thinking, hey, maybe this legacy, maybe teaching or helping, what got you interested in the legacy program?
Well, so right after I obtained my first degree black belt, I started getting really interested in the ATA legacy program. Being that I already work in the education field, I was already gravitating towards a teaching style philosophy. Mm-hmm. Watching the students interact with the instructors and how just it was a very wholesome activity, and I just got hooked. And so I met with my instructor, and I joined the Legacy program, which, you know, that was a great opportunity for me. I mean, sometimes it had its challenges, but most of the time it was all win, because I was working my full-time job in the day. And in the evenings, I'd come to the school and I'd work towards progressing through that legacy curriculum.
As an educator, as an administrator working in the education field, what are your thoughts on the ATA's instructor training program? You know, this legacy program is set up mainly to teach the next generation of instructors. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it, even if you don't plan on teaching classes or assisting in classes. But, you know, you're in a field that's all about teaching. What do you think are the benefits? What are the strengths of this program? How does it compare?
Oh, it's very comparable. Going through a teaching, licensing program, for example, I'll just use my experience with Arkansas. You know, you're getting the curriculum. You're in the classroom. You're learning exactly what you're supposed to do to be able to teach. And that's what ATA does. You know, you've got your forms, your meanings, you've got your teaching quadrants. You've got all these different aspects to say, hey, this is how we would like for you to prepare your students. And then on the other aspect, you're getting the hands-on knowledge, just like a school setting where you're getting those credentials, is you're practicing what you're preaching. You know, your instructors have 100% faith in you to give you that information, and your students are looking up to you while you're going through this whole entire curriculum process. But I mean, it's very, very similar to what I was learning when I went to school to get my current degrees. So to me, it was very comfortable, very comfortable.
That's great to hear. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of teacher friends. I've got some siblings that are teachers. It's a lot of times people compare martial arts to every other sport. And there's a lot of aspects. It's obviously a sport. There's the athletics and stuff. But the legacy program, the way in which we train our instructors, is not what you find in most, most school sports or most programs that you're going to enroll your kid in, a dance class, a gymnastics class, whatever. It's kind of a, like you said, it's comparable to a teaching degree in that it's a lot more than that. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, sir. A lot more. You have your minimum criteria that ATA sets out, getting at least a minimum of 100 hours, doing your checkbox, these forms, the color belt means, the kicks, the stances. I mean, you've got all this information that serves as a checklist to make sure that you're ready. Because my instructor at ATA is, no one wants to put out a product out there that they don't respect. Mm-hmm. Yes, so having these manuals is just very, very beneficial. I thoroughly enjoyed going through the curriculum. And that was somebody going in the curriculum in their 30s. So I'm pretty sure ATA, when they designed Legacy, was meant to be a little bit younger generation than I went through, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had a blast going through it. It took me about 2 years to go through and become a certified instructor, but it was worth it. I spent hours upon hours a week at the school because it does open up a whole nother area of knowledge for you. Going through the tournament cycle, like my wife and I, because we were big in the region, I'm still big into the regional national tournaments, but to me, the Legacy program opened up more because now you've got these extra trainings that ATA puts on and at regional events that you get as a martial artist. It's going to expand your knowledge and make you just a better martial artist all the way around.
Yes, sir. For sure. Now, you've got a full-time job. Being an administrator at a school is not a small task. Especially these days, with the COVID world, how do you balance and would you encourage someone who, has a job, like, do they have the time? Is it something that they could really do, be, an instructor as well? Is that, feasible?
Oh, I don't, absolutely. Coming on my end, we all have our jobs create stresses. So it's a good outlet in the evenings to go through and say, okay, well, now I'm battling this at work. And then you get to see the fresh faces of your students, your white belts all the way up to your black belts. And that gives you that extra drive that you need that says, hey, what I'm doing matters. I don't really look for it. I don't look for it as a job when I come in at night. I look for it as an opportunity to help shape the lives of any of the students that are there. Because we all know that some of them may be there for self-esteem issues. So maybe there for the physical fitness aspect of it, but you're trusted to be able to gear and shape these young minds. So it's just so rejuvenating to want to take part of that. Now you do have a little bit of struggle. So one thing I would recommend, because I also have a family too, is, you're not meant to go there, 7 nights a week. So you do need to limit that exposure, or maybe, you only come in, towards the Legacy program where you only, devote 2 to 3 days tops, so that you don't come in and get burned out or start having issues with, your significant other or your family wondering where you are.
Yes, sir. That's a very good tip there. I reached out to our insiders and asked, what they would like to hear, ask from people who have gone through the Legacy program, who are instructing, on this part-time or just, occasional basis. What's one of the things that you found as a benefit from the Legacy program that you might not have expected before?
I would say probably the benefit of it was just the confidence. And I know that's a weird answer, but when you're learning all this curriculum, you're putting it away and you're practicing what you're preaching. So knowing that all the material that you're going over is going to, you shape and mold that into your students. So you yourself are going to be a lot more confident going through it, because you're thinking, okay, the 9 strikes for Zhang Bong, you're relying on that information that you were taught. So you have a lot of confidence going out. And I'm telling you, going to tournaments, coming in through the Legacy program, I felt a lot more prepared than any of the other students in there, more than leadership students or Black Belt Club, because I'm getting that extra training. You know, I'm learning this. My strikes are clear. I'm placing with weapons more. My forearms are doing better. You know, you're actually putting together what the manuals say to make a great martial artist.
Yes, sir. I love that focus on there. I feel, you know, it's so important to balance. I can learn to teach, but I've also got to be a great martial artist to be able to teach that, or I've got to know what it takes to be a great martial artist. So what did you find the most difficult in becoming a certified instructor?
Truthfully, the most difficult part for me was all the kicks, all the color belts at the first degree level kicks, because I'm a little bit older. So that was just me. You know, it's hard to do, you know, a jump number two, you know, round kick or a jump number two out of crescent kick.
Yes,
so that was the most challenging. It wasn't even the curriculum or it was the demonstrating the kicks, because you know them because you practice them. But in your mind, you want to demonstrate top level, you know, techniques. So that was the hardest part for me, is struggling a little bit on my kicks, even though I knew them, was just not demonstrating to the ability that I thought they should be demonstrated with.
Yes, sir. And that is, you know, I started martial arts when I was like 12 or 13, and now I'm getting ready to enter a new decade. And, you know, just what your body can still do and not do as well. You know, in Legacy, we talk about spectacular demonstration. Sometimes you got to make somebody else to do that spectacular demonstration.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I could not agree more. You have one of your other legacy assistants do that, you know, jump 360 heel kick.
Yes, sir. So. Yes, sir. For sure. What kind of goals do you have now? You are a second degree, getting ready to test for third degree. So I know that is a goal, but what about on the instruction side? Do you have other goals? What are your plans?
That's a great question. I would probably say my plan right now is I've made it into top 10 a couple times combat sparring. And I really, this time, you know, eventually I want to secure that, you know, that world champion.
Yes,
got a couple district champions, but I want to continue this so I could get a world champion. But I would probably say on my instruction is learning from other instructors, you know, going to more seminars. For example, we attended the color belt Zhongbang seminar yesterday with the instructors there at the school.
Yes.
And that was great. But opening up that avenue is saying, because we all as martial artists, there are some weapons that we gravitate towards, and there's some weapons that we're not as strong with. And I would like to be able to be strong with all of the weapons, but I would probably say instruction wise is, you know, strengthening all my first and second degree weapons, so that when you do have that student that comes into school and they're like, I really want to be the best at Gumdo. Well, then that means I need to be the best at Gumdo so that I'm teaching that student to live out their best ability as well.
Yes, sir. That's a great goal. I personally, one of my absolute favorite things to do is take seminars at Worlds and Nationals and just make sure that I'm always training, because learning from these individuals, you know, when I take a class from Master Rosa or Chief Master Nominee Kaminsky, Senior Master Barry, you know, it's just so great to learn this new information, the technical part from these amazing martial artists, but then even just seeing how they teach is always beneficial, I think, for people who are interested in continuing to learn to be better instructors.
Yes, sir. Because I mean, we all don't know everything.
Yes,
so it's
sir.
Always great to get someone else's opinion, even on the teaching philosophy. Like when you're trying to teach a reverse 360 with a Zhongbang, you know, they may have a better idea. It says, hey, maybe you should put a piece of tape on your end of your stick and draw a line through the sand, lift up. You're like, oh my gosh, I would have never have thought about that, you know, teaching that thing. Because that's what I love about the ATA branches right now is, a lot of the, you know, masters, senior masters, chief masters, they're very involved in ATA, and they're saying, hey, let's put some of this curricular on Zoom right now because of the way COVID hits. Let's do this, because, you know, the only thing you don't want as a program is you don't want to be stagnant. You always want to build on what your strengths are. And that's the one thing I commend about ATA is when the chips were down,
We tried virtual tournaments for two seasons.
Yes,
I participated and I loved it. I thought it was great. And then, you know, we're doing tournaments again now, our trainings at fall, at all the nationals, at Worlds. And then now you're adding a whole nother Zoom component on there. I mean, all of us can attend trainings, even if, you know, you may not have had the funds to be able to go to Little Rock or Phoenix to attend a seminar. Now you can do it with the comfort of your own studio, going through these great, amazing instructors on Zoom land.
Yes, sir. No, I totally agree. I had we did the combat stick training virtually at my school with some of our legacy students, and it you know, to be able to have, you know, my legacy, you know, teenagers who are not going to be able to fly to, you know, nationals or whatnot, be able to take that is just an amazing tool. So last question for you today, sir. We've got color belt adults out there. We've got black belt adults. We've got parents, you know, and in the back of their head, they're like, you know, maybe, you know, teaching Taekwondo would be kind of neat, but like, is that really something I can do? What would you say to that person?
Absolutely. Why not? I'm a living example of it. You know, I started later on in life, and I would have never have known going into my martial arts journey that I would have actually become a certified instructor. That was never the goal. Like I said, the goal, you know, let's leave out time when I was a teenager, but coming back for my daughter, we did it as a family event, and it took a while for me to get really interested in doing that. So I say, why not? Why not do that? Because, I mean, we all start from somewhere, right? Age is nothing but a number. So let's make it to do the best that we can. And if you're interested in something like that, I definitely reach out to your local licensed ATA school and say, hey, how can I be, what are the things that you can offer me that maybe I didn't think about doing myself?
Yes, sir. Great advice. I think more people, especially adults, you know, parents that are just like, hey, you know, oh, I got a job, so I can't do that or whatever. You can learn the material. You can do it. You can, you know, come in and teach or help a couple of days a week, you know, two days a week. And it's a lot of fun, you know, and a great passion project. And, you know, who knows what it can turn into. So,
yes, sir.
Sir, I greatly appreciate your time today. I'm super excited to have you. And I've got a bunch of legacy students that have become instructors scheduled for this month to listen to. And it's awesome to hear your story. And I hope it inspires others to talk to their instructors and get out there and start teaching.
Absolutely.
Well, sir, good luck on your third degree testing coming up, and maybe we'll see you at one of those world national events.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward. Thank you so much for having me on the call, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Listener feedback.
ATA Nation, thank you for being great supporters of the show. We had some insiders text us some questions for our guests this month. I've got a couple of more interviews scheduled with people who are going through the legacy program or have been through the legacy program and become instructors. If you have a question for somebody or even a comment that you might want read on the show, would you please text me? I love listener feedback. 260-250-3975. I would really appreciate it. We've got some great feedback that we're going to be asking those instructors. Actually, I asked Mr. Nyburn, I asked him a question from Miss Nyquist, who one of our great insiders. So I used her question today. And some of these other questions got answered already. By chance, I should say. But I really like Joel Smith's question about full-time day job and being an instructor. We used that one today. Again, thank you, insiders, for your questions. I would love to hear more from you. Now, one question we got from an insider was about the goal of becoming a master. How hard is it? And I wanted to address this one real quick today because I just thought it was a great question. And one of my absolute favorite phrases, favorite quotes, and I don't know who it came from, but is long obedience in the same direction. And that's kind of my philosophy as a martial artist, as just a person, is just keep going. Just get up each day and do the work. And so for me, you know, I've never been the most talented, the most, you know, popular, the most charismatic, whatever. But it was becoming a master, becoming a senior master was all about long obedience in the same direction. If you do something over and over and over again and commit to it and just keep working on it, you'll achieve that goal, right? Is it hard? Yes. It is hard to do. It's not impossible. It just takes fortitude, determination, you know, and that follow through to say, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm just going to keep doing it. In the leadership program, discipline is one of our life skills. We're actually talking about that one in my school. Currently, a lot of schools across ATA Nation are working on the discipline life skills. We talk about the 11 components of discipline. And I love this one because all these components about having commitment and determination and persistence, having vision and focus, passion, not passion always for what you're doing each day, but the passion for the goal that you want to achieve. I tell my students all the time, I don't like push-ups, right? I don't know many people who think push-ups are fun, okay? They do them, or they are ambivalent to them, or they do them because they know they make them better. But I have a passion for the goal that I want, you know, becoming a master, becoming a senior master. So because I have that passion, I have the determination, the commitment, the follow through to do those individual things like practice my form, you know, go on a run, you know, do the push-ups, do the plank, whatever it might be. How hard is it to become a master? It's as hard as you make it. And if you have the mental discipline to stick with something, if you have that long obedience in the same direction, it's not hard. It's inevitable. But you've got to have that mental, discipline. You've got to be working on it. So, great question from our listeners, insiders. You guys are awesome. Thank you for reaching out. Now, ATA Nation, I'm going to bid you adieu. I don't know if that's the proper way to say that. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, we're going to have another great interview about the Legacy Program, about becoming an instructor, introducing you guys to some of ATA Nation that you might not know. You know, we've had a lot of really popular guests on, a lot of really well-known instructors in ATA Nation, but we want to bring you some of these guys who came up through the programs that we're teaching right at our school currently. So until next time, make sure that you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Dude, that's not a very respectful thing to say. I don't ever use that actually at the school or, you know, anywhere really. But, I'm super excited because I had some great interview suggestions, from some, instructors across ATA Nation. And I've got like two or three more interviews scheduled for just this week, which is going to make it so I'm ahead on episodes, which I love because, you know, as a busy school owner and instructor and, you know, two kids and stuff, I'm pretty excited about being ahead. If you have somebody that you would love to hear interviewed, let me know who it is. Okay? Shoot me a text. You guys know how to do it. Easy. 260-250-3975. Later.